信雅各，不是那块地。对，井旁那时约有五正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对他说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
好，
你先读到这。
I just want to have a brief prayer right now.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, I thank you for this word and this familiar passage. And Lord, I pray that there would be some new things in this passage that you would show all of us, that we can be your servants and spread your testimony, whether it's here in this country, in this place, or overseas. And Lord, I thank you for your word and just the power of these written words written so long ago. Bring them to life in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So the first principle I want to share with you about sharing Jesus Christ is to be willing to go beyond traditional boundaries.
关于传福音的第一个原则，我想跟大家分享的就是你一定要愿意冲破传统的界限。
So be willing to step out of your comfort zone.
要愿意从你的一个舒服的环境里面走出来。
In this passage it says that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
在这段圣经里讲到说耶稣一定要经过撒玛利亚。
And some have speculated, well, why would he have to go through Samaria?
有的人会猜测说为什么耶稣一定要从撒玛利亚经过。
I think here Jesus gave us a good example of reaching out to others and other people that are especially different from us.
这里耶稣给我们做了一个很好的榜样，怎样把福音带给跟我们不同的这个族群的人那里去。
And as we'll see at the end of this chapter, many of the Samaritans put their faith in Christ.
我们在这一章后来的经文里会看到撒玛利亚人后来把他们的信心都放在耶稣的身上。
So I think it's fair to say that that Jesus' purpose was evangelistic.
可以看到耶稣的目的就是要传福音。
He wanted these people to hear and respond to the gospel message.
他想让这些人来听到福音，而且做出对福音有好的反应。
And as Jesus came to the well, it was the middle of the day. It was the hot part of the day.
耶稣来到这口井旁的时候，正是中午，是一天里最热的时候。
And it wasn't just any well, it was a historical place. It was Jacob's well, the Bible tells us.
这不是随便的一口井，然后这口井其实是很有历史性的，是雅各最初打的一口井。
And there's a woman that comes to draw water.
然后一个女人来打水。
So there's two things that are kind of strange about this. First, she came alone.
有两件事情都比较奇怪。首先是这个女人是自己来的。
During biblical times, drawing water and chatting at the well were perhaps the woman's social highlight of the day.
在旧约时代，圣经的时代，那个时候女人们一起到井边来打水，然后打水的时候还聊天，这可能是她们一天里面最好的一段时间。
But the fact that she came alone is evidence that she was an outcast and she was looked down upon by her own people.
但这个女人却是独自来的，所以很可能就是她是被人看不起，就没有人愿意搭理她。
And secondly, she came during the heat of the day.
另外一点就是这个女人是在中午最热的时候来打水。
She was avoiding the scorn and the ridicule of others by coming at a time when other people wouldn't come.
所以她之所以选择别人不会来的时候来打水，就是因为她要避免别人对她的嘲弄。
Others would come in the morning when the temperature was much cooler.
其他人可能都是在早晨比较凉快的时候来打水。
But by coming at that time, it was a divinely arranged time to meet Jesus.
但他中午来呢，却是神所特意安排的，让他在这里可以遇到耶稣。
So the second principle I want to share with you is don't ever think that a flat tire or a delayed dentist appointment is just a mere coincidence.
所以第二点我想跟大家分享的，就不要以为你如果是轮胎爆掉的话，或者是你错过了一个牙医的预约，然后这些可能都是神要利用这些机会来帮助你。
Or don't think that a neighbor coming to you with an unusual request is just a coincidence.
当我们的邻居来给我们有一些奇怪的要求的时候，这些也都不只是巧合。
These unplanned times can be the best opportunities that we have to share about Jesus.
这些都是神所给我们预备的机会，让我们可以借这些机会来传福音。
And we know as we read on a little bit later in this chapter that this woman was a ready harvest. She was harvestable.
如果我们再往下读一点的话，我们可以看到这个女人其实她已经预备好要愿意来接受福音。
But also notice in verse 8, the disciples went off to find food while Jesus remained behind.
我们在第八节里也可以看到说耶稣的门徒他们出去找食物，然后只有耶稣一个人留下来。
And Jesus remained behind, and by so doing, he found a golden opportunity to share truth with this woman.
耶稣留下来就遇到了这个非常好的机会，可以跟这个女人来分享关于神的真理。
Of course, I should also mention that Jesus was a Jew and this woman was a Samaritan.
我们这里也值得指出来，耶稣是犹太人，这个女人是撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritans were considered to be half-breeds by the Jews.
撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼里是血统不纯正的人，所以他们看不起他们。
And so there had been a long period of antagonism between the Jewish people and the Samaritans.
有很长一段时间，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人之间都不和。
So there was this constant friction between these two groups of people. The people were, you might say, they were on their guard against each other.
所以在很长一段时间里，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人之间都，彼此都有矛盾，有摩擦。
So Jesus went beyond those traditional barriers by talking to this woman.
但耶稣冲破了这个传统的束缚，他是来主动跟这个女人来说话。
And first she was a woman, and second she was from a group that the Jews despised.
首先这是一个女人，然后另外她又是从一个犹太人所看不起的种族里出来的女人。
In verse 7, Jesus said to the woman, Will you give me a drink?
第七节里面，耶稣向这个女人要水喝。
Here we can see a third principle I'd like to share with you, and it's the principle of humility.
这里我们可以看见我想要跟大家分享的第三个原则，这个原则就是要有谦卑。
This woman was very surprised that Jesus would ask her for a drink.
这个女人很吃惊，因为耶稣居然向她来要水喝。
It's unlikely that even Jewish females would address Samaritans in a friendly tone of voice.
即使是一个犹太的女人，也很少见他们像一个撒玛利亚女人来说友好的话。
Most would just walk around this situation.
在这种情况底下，大多数人可能就直接就走开了。
But Jesus stepped in and he used a very different approach.
但耶稣在这里面却采用了一种很不一样的处事方式。
So he disarmed her.With his humble and unassuming attitude.
所以，因为耶稣的态度非常的友好，这样呢，就让这个女人也不会再有过多的戒备。
Not only was he humble enough to ask her for a drink, but he was willing to soil himself by drinking from a Samaritan vessel.
耶稣不只是有这样的谦卑来主动向这个女人来要水喝，而且因为在犹太人看起来撒玛利亚人是不洁净的，但是他却愿意从这个女人的水罐里面来喝水。
And this got her attention and opened up her to the discussion and eventually changed her life forever.
所以这就吸引了这个女人的注意，而且她也愿意接下来跟耶稣来交谈，而且他们的谈话就永远改变了这个女人的命运。
And as I share Jesus Christ with people in China, I try to ask probing questions.
在我在国内要与人来分享福音的时候，我也是试图来问一些就关于他们个人的问题。
What do you think about the Bible?
你对圣经怎么看？
Have you ever read the Bible?
你以前读过圣经吗？
Have you ever thought about what happens when a person dies?
你有没有想过人死了以后会怎么样？
Do you think there is a heaven?
你相不相信有天堂？
So these are some of the questions that I use to engage people with the truth, not ambush them.
我会用这些问题来吸引他们来讨论，并不是要设什么陷阱给他们。
I'd rather have them ask honest questions about Jesus in the Bible rather than to give a presentation like a sales pitch.
我想要跟他们有一些很坦率的关于圣经的讨论，并不是要像一个推销，并不是要推销什么东西给他们。
And I think Jesus used this approach.
我想耶稣也是用这种方式来传福音。
He didn't often answer questions directly.He answered questions sometimes with another question.
很多时候耶稣并不是直接去回答一些别人提出来的问题，他很多时候回答的时候是用另外一个问题。
So our attitude as we talk to people is really important.
所以我们跟人谈话的时候，我们的态度非常的重要。
People can easily perceive spiritual pride.
其实人很容易注意到我们灵里面的骄傲。
We are not sages passing on our great wisdom to those with less knowledge.
我们并不是圣人来要把我们的知识来传给其他一些不如我们的人。
As someone has said, we're one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread.
对，我们就像一个乞丐告诉另外一个乞丐是说，哪儿有好吃的东西。
So related to humility is a fourth principle, and that's to try to stimulate interest.
跟谦卑相关的是我想跟大家分享的第四个原则，就是我们想要引起别人的好奇心。
So we'll just take a look again at verse 13.
我们可以再看一看约翰福音第四章第十三节。
Jesus made a profound statement.
耶稣在这里说了一个有一个很让人惊讶的一个宣称。他说凡喝这水的还要再渴。Want me to read verse 14 as well? 人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Now that got her interest.
这就很吸引这个女人的注意力。
And she said, "That's what I want. Give me some of that type of water."
她说我很想要这样的水，给我一些这样的水。
In my work in China, I've made some short tracks that I use when I talk to people.
在我在中国传福音的时候，我印了一些关于圣经的一些短文，这样我可以跟人一同来分享。
And one of them is related to being prepared.
其中有一篇是说我们要预备好。
And it explained why I like to go jogging. I want to be prepared. I want to be in good shape.
我平时总是用慢跑来锻炼身体，因为我想要随时都预备好。
But the spiritual truth is that we need to be prepared for the next life.
一个属灵的真理是说我们必须要预备好来迎接永生。
Another one that I put together was about the year 2012.
另外一篇短文我预备的是关于2012年。
And the movie 2012, sparked a lot of interest in China.
电影2012就在中国引起很多人对这件事情都有兴趣。
Especially the parts that were filmed in China.
尤其是就是因为这部电影是在中国拍的，所以他们在拍摄的这个地方，人都对2012很感兴趣。
So I found a tract about the year 2012 and I modified it and then I began to use it in the place we live in Kunming.
所以我找到一篇跟这个相关的文章，我把它修改了一下，然后这样在我们传福音的地方我可以来使用它。
And this led to some interesting discussions that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
然后利用这篇文章，这样我有一些很好的跟在一起的讨论，就如果没有的话，很可能就不会有这些讨论。
So it became a tool to engage people about spiritual things.
所以这些文章就变成一个工具，这样我可以利用它们来跟人来讨论属灵的东西。
But of course now it's 2013, so I can't really use that tract anymore.
现在已经是2013年，所以我没有办法再用这个2012来作为一个工具了。
I brought a few examples of what I've been using. I found them to be an effective filter.
我带了一些这些短文来，然后我觉得这些可以是一个好的，像一个好的过滤器一样。
So we've got, I brought some of those there in the back along with our a picture of my wife and I and a little explanation of our ministry.
我把这些带来跟我们的一些照片都放在一起在后面，这样你们可以有时间看一下。
And my purpose in using these tools is simply to stimulate interest and engage people in conversation.
我用这些工具的原因目的就是为了让他们引起别人的好奇心，这样我们可以一起来讨论一些属灵的东西。
And by talking to a lot of people, I can find a few that are engaged and really want to talk about spiritual things.
我跟很多人都会有交谈，然后在这些人当中我会发现有几个人他们对属灵的事情很感兴趣。
Okay, so the fifth principle I'd like to share from this passage is don't be afraid to tell the truth.
我想跟大家分享的第五个原则就是 不要害怕去来讲真理。
Jesus plainly told this woman that she was living with a man that she wasn't married to.
这里耶稣直接告诉这个女人，她跟她在一起住的并不是她的丈夫。
But unlike some people, this woman knew that she was a sinner before God.
和某些人不一样，这个女人知道她是一个罪人。
She needed to see herself as a person of worth and a person of value.
她在这个时候最需要的就是认识到她自己其实还是有价值的。
So Jesus told her the truth, but it was exactly the truth that she needed to hear.
所以耶稣跟她 说了实话，但这正是这个女人所需要认识到的真理。
She wanted to change.
她想要改变。
Recently, I picked up another tract, and this was prepared by a person that I know.
最近我发现了另外一篇短文，这个短文是我认识的一个人写的。
But in the tract, to my surprise, there it didn't even mention the word sin.
然后在这篇短文里面根本就没有提到罪。
Now the Bible uses the word sin, and I think we should not be afraid to use the terminology of the Bible.
圣经里面一遍又一遍提到罪，所以我觉得我们在传福音的时候不要害怕跟别人讲罪。
But in talking with people, it's not necessary to walk up to them and just say directly, "You are a sinner."
当然这并不意味着说我们跟人说话的时候就要直接走到他们面前对他说你是一个罪人。
By going through the Ten Commandments and asking people if they've ever told a lie, we show them God's standard and then they can see where they fall short.
如果我们跟他们来讲这十诫的话，这样可以问他们你这一辈子有没有撒过谎，这样他们自己可以意识到他们在神的面前是一个什么样的地位。
Have you ever stolen anything?
就你有没有偷过东西？
Have you ever looked with lust at another person?
你有没有动过淫念？
Jesus said that to look with lust is the same thing as committing adultery.
耶稣说在心里面动淫念就跟犯奸淫的罪是一样。
So we really need to boldly proclaim the truth.
所以我们要很勇敢的来宣告关于神的真理。
I put together another short tract and it's called The Bible is Like a Good Doctor.
所以我写了另外一篇短文，就是讲说圣经就像是一个好的医生。
A good doctor will tell you what's wrong with you.
一个好的医生会告诉你你哪有问题。
He won't just, he or she won't just give you some nice sounding words to make you feel good about yourself. He'll actually tell you where the problem is.
他不会只是用好听的话语来安慰你，他要告诉你你的身体上问题出在哪里。
And that's what the Bible does. The Bible tells us our main problem is sin. Our main problem is disobedience to our Creator God.
这正是圣经所做的事情。圣经让我们知道我们的问题出在哪里，我们最大的问题就是我们没有顺服神。
And in this passage that we just read at verse 26, at an appropriate moment, Jesus reveals the fact that he is the Messiah.
在我们刚才读的经文里，在第26节的时候，耶稣就讲出了这一个真理，就他自己就是救世主。
Okay, now we're going to read the next section from 27 to 42.
接下来让我们一起来读第27到第42节。好，我们一起来读。当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说，你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐往城里去，对众人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这期间门徒对耶稣说，拉比请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了，便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
The woman now had this new knowledge.
现在这个女人她有了新的认识。
She had met the most wonderful person.
她见到了这一个最美妙的人。
And her life was in the process of being changed.
她的生命也正在被改变。
So she went back to the town and immediately told other people about Jesus.
所以回到城里，他立刻就跟别人来讲耶稣。
In verse 29, she said, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did."
在第二十九节里，他说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。”
Could this be the Christ?
说，莫非这就是基督吗？
And this is the sixth principle that I want to share with you. Your life testimony.Of how God changed your life is the best testimony you'll ever have.
这是我想跟大家分享的第六个原则，就是你自己生命的见证是你可以跟别人分享福音最好的一个材料。
This woman could not argue theology.
这个女人她并不懂神学。
Maybe she didn't even know the Ten Commandments.
也许她连十诫都不知道。
But she had a conscience.And she knew that she needed God in her life.
但是她有一个良心，她知道她的生命需要神。
So what was the end result?
所以最后的结果怎么样？
In verse 39 it says, Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him, believed in Jesus, because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did.
所以在第三十九节里面就说，城里好些撒玛利亚人因着这个女人的见证，他们都相信了。然后这个女人说，她将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
And notice how simple this testimony was.
你可以看见她的这个见证有多简单。
He told me everything I ever did.
她就是说，她把我素来所行的一切事都说出来了。
Now this must have been quite a story, considering the fact that this woman had had five husbands.
如果我们考虑到这个女人她有过五个丈夫的话，那么她所分享的其实是一个很离奇的故事。
But perhaps the woman's earlier husbands had died. Did you ever think about that?
也许这个女人她以前的丈夫都死掉了。
Was this woman totally immoral the whole time, all the way from the first husband?To the fifth one, to the one she had now?
这个女人以前的生活一直都是不道德的吗？难道是从她第一个丈夫一直到她最后这一个跟她同居但却不是她丈夫的人？
We don't know.
我们并不知道。
But we know that she needed God and she admitted it.
但我们知道这个女人需要神，而且她承认这一点。
And that was the key to everything.
这是最重要的。
And here's an absolute truth about salvation.
关于救恩，这里有一个绝对的真理。
Salvation comes only to those who recognize their desperate need for the spiritual life they do not have.
救恩只会临到这些看到说他们生命中完全需要神的这些人身上。
Living water can be obtained only by those who recognize that they are spiritually thirsty.
只有灵里面真正饥渴的人才可能得到这个活水。
So this Samaritan woman, a very unlikely candidate, became an effective evangelist.
这个看起来很不像是会被神使用的女人，结果却成了一个传福音的人。
Can an immoral woman effectively share the gospel with other people?
一个不道德的女人可以与人一起来分享福音吗？
Definitely.
显然可以。
And this story in John chapter 4 proves it.
这我们刚刚读过的这段经文就是最好的证据。
How do we share our life story with other people?
那我们怎么样跟别人 一同来分享我们生命的见证呢？
The easiest way is to divide your testimony into three parts.
最简单的方法就是把你的见证分成划分成三个部分。
First, what was your life like before knowing Jesus Christ?
第一个部分是我们以前的生命在我们认识主之前是什么样子。
And second, how exactly or in what circumstances did you come to know Jesus Christ?
第二部分是我们在什么样的境况底下认识了主耶稣基督。
Third, how your life has changed since you believed in Jesus Christ.
第三部分就是我们信主之后我们的生命有什么样的改变。
Now I don't know if you've ever done this exercise before, but take your testimony, write it down, and then revise it to where you can speak it orally in about 2 or 3 minutes.
我不知道你以前有没有做过这个练习，可以把你自己的见证把它写下来，然后看你能不能用两三分钟的时间来把它讲出来。
And this will become an effective tool that you can always have ready with you to share when the Holy Spirit prompts you to speak.
这样这就会成为一个很有用的工具，这样当圣灵感动你的时候，你可以用你所写下来的这个见证与人一同来分享。
The opportunity might be in the supermarket.
也许是当你在超市买东西的时候就有机会。
Or maybe in the park.Our part is we need to be ready and open our mouths.
也许是在公园里面，但我们所需要做的是说我们要随时预备好，这样一旦有机会的时候我们可以开口来与人分享。
The outreach that my wife and I are involved in China right now, one of the things we train them is exactly what I just told you. We train them to write out their testimony and be prepared to share that with other people.
我太太和我在中国所做的宣教工作，我们所做的培训工作有一部分就是我刚刚跟大家所讲的，就是告诉我们所培训的人要把他们的见证写下来，随时预备好跟人一同来分享。
And these people are going into parts of China, they're going into villages where people know nothing about the Bible, they don't have a Bible, many times they haven't even heard the name of Jesus.
这些人他们要去一些非常边远的乡村里面去，然后这些乡村里面他们也没有圣经，而且他们都从来都没有听说过圣经或者是耶稣。
But it's hard to argue with a story about how your life was changed, because that's your story.
但是他们就人很难去跟别人辩论说你的生命是怎样改变的，因为这是你个人的一个见证。
Now in this story we're looking at in John 4, notice that the woman's testimony became the reason for Jesus to stay in that town for 2 days.
我们刚刚 读到的约翰福音第四章里的这个故事，我们看到怎样因着这一个妇人的见证，耶稣在撒玛利亚这个城里住了2天。
During that time, Jesus talked to them more about the kingdom of God, and many more people became believers.
这段时间里，耶稣继续跟他们讲天国的信息，然后有更多的人信了耶稣。
This demonstrates that our own life testimony is fruit resulting in even more fruit.
这就说明了利用我们个人的见证，然后这样呢，它可以结出更多的果子来。
Like the story of the loaves and the fishes, Jesus takes what we have, he multiplies it, and even more people will be fed spiritually.
就像五饼二鱼的故事一样，那我们个人的见证虽然很小，但主耶稣可以使用它，然后可以用它变出更多的属灵的食物来喂养更多的人。
So these are the six principles that I want to share from this passage today. Perhaps there's even more, but these are the ones that I felt led to share with you today.
所以我们刚才所讲的这六个原则就是我今天借着今天这段经文想要跟大家分享的。
Friday night, some of you were here. My wife and I shared about an exciting outreach that we're involved with now for the past 2 years.
礼拜五晚上的时候我太太跟我在这里跟大家分享了我们在国内传福音的施工。
We're training and preparing evangelists to travel by bus and by walking to bring the gospel to distant villages.
我们就是在培训一些宣教的工人，让他们可以坐汽车，然后又借着步行，可以把福音带到很边远的村庄里面去。
And these workers, these national workers, are bringing the gospel to the Hmong So people. It's an unreached people group.
然后这些人他们是要去把福音传给就是苗族的一个分支里面，这些人都是从来没有听说过福音的。
So this is one group of Miao people with a history of Christianity taking the gospel to another group without the gospel.
我们所培训的这些人，他们是在苗族里面是有很长一段时间信耶稣的传统，然后他们要把福音带到另外一个就苗族里面一个从来没有听过福音的一个少数民族里面去。
And the Hmong So that they're trying to reach is a group of about 250,000 people.
他们所要传福音的是一个少数民族，有大概25万人。
They live as far as we've found, most of them are in Yunnan province.
他们绝大多数都住在云南省。
And to our surprise, some of them have never heard about Jesus.
然后他们有很多人从来都没有听说过耶稣。
Well, they don't really have the internet in the villages, but they can listen to radio broadcasts. And yet, the name of Jesus, many times will draw a blank stare.
他们的村庄里基本上都没有网络，但是他们有收音机。然后我们在跟他们讲的时候，还是很多人他们从来都没有听说过耶稣。
So we consider it a great privilege to be able to, and an honor to be able to bring the gospel to them.
所以能把福音传给这些人实在是很荣耀的一件事。
But we can't do it alone, and that's why we need individuals and churches, praying for us and supporting us, to partner in the work that we're doing.
但我们没有办法靠我们自己来完成这一个工作，所以我们需要很多的教会，很多其他的基督徒来跟我们一起来同工。
So as we began this outreach, I myself wanted to be actively involved in sharing Jesus, just like we were training the evangelists to do.
在我们开展这个宣教的事工的时候，我自己也想要就个人来与其他更多的人来分享主耶稣基督。
I didn't want to ask them to do something that I wasn't doing.
我不想要来训练这些人去做我自己却没有在做的事情。
So I began to pray for opportunities to share Jesus in the area near where we live.
所以我也向神祷告，来让神赐给我这样的机会，在我所住的地区周围可以与人来分享福音。
One day I felt led to go to a particular street where people often meet to socialize, and sometimes they just go there to play their musical instruments.
有一天神带我到一条街上, 就是一个, 地方, 有很多人, 他们喜欢在这儿, 聚集, 然后在这里还来演奏一些乐器。
I struck up a conversation with a man about the gospel.
然后我就跟一个人, 对话, 我们就聊到了, 圣经。
And I could see that he wasn't too interested as I was flipping through the little pictures of Jesus on the cross that I was showing him.
我有一些关于耶稣在十字架上的图画，然后我再把这些图画来给他看的时候，我可以看出来这个人并没有太深的兴趣。
But as I recall, he was trying to use the excuse that Christianity was a Western religion.
我记得他是想用一个借口说，基督教是西方人的宗教。
And almost at the end, a girl came and sat down nearby, also listening to me talk.
在我们对话几乎要结束的时候，然后有一个女孩也过来，就坐在旁边，然后她听我们说话。
And she revealed the fact that she was a Christian.
然后这个女孩说她也是一个基督徒。
The man seemed surprised.
然后这个人很惊讶。
It destroyed his excuse about Christianity being a Western religion.
所以他不再用这个借口说基督教是西方的宗教。
Her presence confirmed that it was indeed possible to be Chinese and to be a Christian.
所以这个女孩在这儿就证明说你可以是做一个中国人，也做基督徒。
So I believe the Lord arranged me to meet that man and also arranged the girl to come along at just the right time.
所以我相信我跟这个人见面还有这个女孩就在最巧的时候到，这些都是神的安排。
Another day, it happened to be around the time of the Moon Festival in China.
另外有一天就正好是中秋节的时候。
And I went to an area near where we live. There's some of the migrant workers that live there. There's a lot of migrant workers moving into the cities of China these days.
我去我们家附近的一个地方，就那儿有很多的民工在那边住。
I wanted to make some initial contacts and express friendship. So I took the opportunity, oh, this is a good time, there's plenty of mooncakes around, I'll just pass out some mooncakes.
我想要跟这些民工来建立一些一个好的关系，所以正好那时候有很多的月饼，我想我可以把这些月饼送给这些民工。
So I met a man, his name was Mr. Tang, and I found him to be engaging and friendly.
我就碰到一个唐先生，然后这个唐先生很有兴趣。
And 2 weeks later, after that initial visit, I felt led to go back for a second visit and give him a Gospel of John.
所以两个星期以后，然后我觉得神让我再回去来见这个唐先生，然后我要给他一本约翰福音。
So sometimes it isn't just the first time. We have to be open to the Lord's leading.
有的时候就这样的传福音，不只是说只是跟他们见一次的事情，我们要遵守神的带领，要再回去。
But to find this man, actually to find these workers, isn't always easy because they move around a lot. They're migrant workers.
但是要找到这位唐先生并不容易，因为这些民工他们经常搬来搬去。
But the second time, praise the Lord, this man was there.
但感谢主，第二次我去的时候，这唐先生还在那。
And as I was talking with him again, I still felt kind of awkward bringing up the subject of spiritual things.
但我第二次跟他交谈的时候，还是觉得，如果要把话题转到福音上来，会稍微有一点尴尬。
But you know, I think God has a way of overcoming our fears.
但是神有他的方法来帮助我们，来克服我们心里的恐惧。
So before I even brought up this subject, this man, Mr. Tong, himself, he made some comments about God.
所以我还没有提到福音的话题的时候，唐先生他自己就说了一些关于神的话。
So this provided a natural opening for me to give him the booklet that I had brought with me, the booklet, the Gospel of John, and to encourage him to read it.
所以我就可以很自然地把约翰福音交给他，然后并且鼓励他去读这本书。
So I think all around us, people are searching for the truth, and they really do want to hear about Jesus Christ.
所以我想我们周围的人，大家都在寻找真正的真理，而且他们都想要认识耶稣。
We simply need to make ourselves available.
我们只是要让我们成为神可以使用的工具。
We need to step out, open our mouths, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest.
我们需要走出去，要开口来宣扬神，然后圣灵会来做剩下的工作。
The evangelists that we're sending out, they usually go to the same area. They try to go back to the same village once every 3 months.
我们所差派的这些福音工人，他们每三个月就要重新回到他们以前去过的地方。
They can't go and live there because they're farmers themselves. They have their own animals. They have their own fields.
他们没有办法去住在那些村子里，因为他们都是农民，他们有自己的土地，有自己的牲口需要照看。
So they can make the best they can do is make occasional visits.
所以他们只能是偶尔去这些边远的村庄去看一看。
And one of the places they went, one of the villages they went. They met a man, an older man, and his son. And as they were talking to the older man was very open. The older man was, older man put his faith in Jesus that very day.
然后在他们所去的有一个村庄里面有一位老人还有他的儿子，然后这个老人对福音非常的敞开，而且是当天他就已经接受主。
But the younger man wasn't interested.
但是他的儿子对福音没有什么兴趣。
So the evangelist did what they could. They encouraged him a little bit. They didn't have much time, so they just encouraged him a little bit, and I think they had to leave the family and leave that village.
所以这个福音的工人他就尽他的力来鼓励这个人，他因为没有办法在那儿待很长的时间，然后后来他就离开了。
But because of rainy weather and other delays, they weren't able to go back to that village for a number of months.
因为正好是雨季，然后所以他很长一段时间都没有办法再回到那个村庄里去。
And when they did get a chance to go, the first place they went was back to that same house because they wanted to find that old man again.
当他后来有机会再回到那个村庄的时候，他们直接就到那一家去，他们想要看一看那个老人现在怎么样。
The son was there, and the son informed them that his father had died.
然后只有这个老人的儿子在，然后这个儿子就告诉这个福音工人说，他父亲已经过世了。
This was a very sad thing.
这是很让人伤心的一件事。
But praise the Lord, that older man had believed in Jesus, he had found the Lord, and he was in glory.
但是感谢主，这位老人在他去世之前，他已经认识了主耶稣基督，他现在已经跟神在一起。
But the son seemed to be unchanged, and he wasn't interested.
这个老人的儿子还是跟原来一样，对福音没有兴趣。
What if those evangelists had never gone there on that day? What if they'd never met that man?
对，如果这个福音的工人从来就没有去到这个村庄里，从来没有见到这对父子的话，会是怎么样呢？
What if they'd never been willing to ride for hours on the bus and walk a long ways to find that village?
如果他们从来都不愿意去坐长途的汽车，不愿意去走很远的路到这个村庄里去，那会怎么样？
That man wouldn't have heard the gospel and responded to the gospel.
那这位老人就到此也不会听到福音。
So the message we share, that reminded me, the message we share is an urgent message.
所以这就提醒我，我们所要分享的福音是一个很紧急的消息。
There's a short verse in Proverbs relating to sharing Jesus that I really like.
在箴言里有很短的一节经文，我想要跟大家分享。
And it says, Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
他说人的恐惧会是我们的一个网罗，但如果我们敬畏神的人，神会保守我们。
So in closing,Let's go beyond those boundaries.
在结束的时候，我想跟大家讲，就我们需要突破我们的固有的疆界。
Let's get out of our comfort zone.
让我们走出我们所舒服的这个环境。
Some of the best opportunities that I've had in China, that we've had in China, were when we stepped out and we said something that was out of the ordinary.
我们在中国所经历的一些最好的机会都是当我们从我们舒服的环境里面走出来当我们说一些不寻常的话的时候所发生的
And let's be humble Let's stimulate the interest of those people that we meet on a daily basis
让我们都有一颗谦卑的心也让我们愿意来吸引我们身边的人的兴趣
Pray for us as we're preparing to go back to ChinaWe don't have our tickets yet, but probably within the next 6 to 8 weeks, we'll be returning to our work in China.
请继续为我们祷告。我们再过6到8个星期左右，我们计划要回中国。我们现在飞机票还没有买。
And we'll be praying for you as you reach out to the Chinese community in Boise and beyond.
我们也会为你们祷告，就是。当你们在波西这个地方要在这里的华人社区传福音的时候我们会为你们祷告
Thank you
谢谢